O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 3, verses 7 through 14. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Press On by Ben Shive and Kristen Getty. Jazz organ, electric and acoustic guitars, and bluesy piano combine in a joyful jam session. The verses, focused on our community and calling in Christ, are led by Kristen Getty. The choruses that remind us to press on till the end are supported by her daughter's voices, a sweet reminder to sing in harmony with our loved ones.
Where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, He is here, He is here in our midst. And we will sing together, be renewed by the word. When we part, may we go in His peace. Press on, all you saints, press on till the end. Christ with us, ever with us, until He comes again.
Philippians 3, verses 7 through 14. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
People sometimes speak of their life's wins and losses or gains and losses. Spending 2 hours on a movie you love with someone you love is a win-win. While wasting 2 hours on a film that you just watched and didn't like, that's considered a loss. People sometimes say, I can't get those 2 hours back. For me, riding my e-bike and then praying with the men of our church on the first Fridays of the month, those are both wins. A loss, candidly, is that I sometimes spend too much energy worrying about what might be more than I should and need to, and that's something I want to lose. I would put that in the loss column. In evaluating his life, Paul writes what matters more than anything else, and he puts that in the win column, knowing Christ. Compared to a personal connection to Jesus, other things are comparative losses. And he's speaking not just of negatives like bad habits, but things that are seemingly positive. Adherence to the law of God, even his own virtue. See, post-conversion, Paul realized that he was pursuing right behavior self-righteously to make himself feel superior to others. It was about his pride and his ego reliance. But Paul came to find himself in Christ according to a righteousness that comes from Christ, and that, he says, is a win-win. Compared to the privilege of knowing Jesus firsthand, he says, everything I thought I once had going for me is now insignificant. All my credentials and trophies, those are refuse, street garbage. Paul says, I want to be found in Christ, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from doing the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ. A right relationship with God that is based not on what I do, but on what Christ has done for me. It all comes from God, and that depends on faith. And so can you look at even the wins in your life, your health, your house, your academic and personal achievements, your comforts, and say, compared to knowing Christ, I count even that as a loss. Jesus surpasses everything and everyone. See, Paul loves the love of Jesus, and because of what Jesus had done for him, Paul says that he wants to pursue Christ with all that he's got. He will share in Christ's suffering that comes with a faithful witness to Jesus in a fallen world. Paul says, I will do that now. I will share in his sufferings now that I might share in his resurrection glory when he returns. Paul says, I have yet to reach that full maturity of knowing Christ as I want. He uses the image of running a race, yet the goal isn't a tape at the end of the track, but greater acquaintance with Jesus, who has made me his own, and therefore I want to make him my own. I belong to him and he to me, and I'm running after my upward calling in him. My eyes are fixed on Jesus, being conformed to him and knowing him. And so I encourage you to pray in this moment, Father, help me pursue the surpassing worth of Jesus, my goal, my win, and my prize.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Most loving Father, whose will it is for us to give thanks for all things, to fear nothing but the loss of you, and to cast all our care on you who care for us, Preserve us from faithless fears and worldly anxieties, that no clouds of this mortal life may hide from us the light of that love which is immortal, and which you have manifested to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.